Welcome to Grace Baptist Church in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us on Sunday evening, May the 15th, 2011.
Second Samuel 23, 1 through 4. Now these be the last words of David. David, the son of Jesse, said, "And the man who was raised up on high, the anointed one of God of Jacob, and the sweet psalmist of Israel said, The Spirit of the Lord spake by me, and his word was in my tongue. The God of Israel said, The rock of Israel spake to me, He that ruleth over men must be just, and ruling in the fear of God. He said, Be as the light of the morning when the sun riseth, even a morning without clouds, as the tender grass springing out of the earth, bicolor shining after rain."
As the tender grass springing out. Jesus' name let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. And crown him Lord of all.
How sweet the name of Jesus sounds in a believer's ear. It soothes my sorrows, heals my wounds, and drives away my fear. It makes a wounded spirit whole and calms the troubled breast. It satisfies the hungry soul and gives the weary rest.
All hail the power of Jesus' name, let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all, and crown him Lord of all.
Dear name, the rock on which I build my shield and hiding place, my never-ending treasury filled with boundless stores of grace. Jesus, my shepherd, brother, friend, my prophet, priest, and king. My Lord, my life, my way, my end, accept the praise I bring.
All hail the power of Jesus' name, let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all, and crown him Lord of all.
Weak is the effort of my heart and cold my warmest thought, but when I see you as you are, I'll praise you as I ought. Till then I would your love proclaim with every fleeting breath, and may the music of your name refresh my soul in death.
All hail the power of Jesus' name, let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all, and crown him Lord of all. All hail the power of Jesus' name, let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all, and crown him Lord of all, and crown him Lord of all, and crown him Lord of all.
Hey, my name is Olivia, and I've been a student at Grace Academy since the seventh grade. Whenever I came to Grace, my parents were in the middle of a really big custody fight for me and my brother and sister. They had just gotten divorced, and I had to change schools. But in the eighth grade, my dad ended up getting custody of us, and it was really hard because my dad isn't a believer, and he's taking us out of church and stuff. But a couple months into my eighth grade year, my parents decided that it would be best for me to go live at Tennessee Baptist Children's Home, and I didn't understand why. I wasn't a bad kid. I didn't, you know, do bad things, but I went to live there, and for a long time, I was really mad at my family and especially at God because I didn't understand how living away from my family was the best decision for me. Eventually I got over it, and you know, I said, God, I don't know why I'm here. I don't deserve to be here. But, you know, please show me, like, what I'm doing, because I don't know. And he said, you know, Olivia, I know it's hard right now, but I don't put you in situations that are too hard for you to handle. And he began, as I let him, like, use me and just give everything to him, he began to use me in lives of, you know, the kids at the children's home who, you know, are there for being in juvie. You know, their parents are, like, on drugs and stuff. And, you know, my problems compared to theirs were nothing. And so God has used me and to touch the lives of so many kids my age. And another thing is, like, I couldn't have gone, you know, through living at the children's home if I didn't have, you know, my friends at Grace or my teachers who encouraged me and supported me and prayed for me every single day. So That's all.
My name is Ashley Stead, and I've been here at Grace for 12 years, and I'm 15 years old, so that's a lot of years. My life before Christ was young. I grew up in a Christian home, and I grew up in school here and in church here, and I knew who God was, but I didn't necessarily know God. My acceptance was actually here at Awana Clubs. I accepted Christ at the age of 7 years old. And I still, like I said before, didn't know God like I should. And I didn't know how it was to be a believer. My childhood was what anyone would have wanted. It was perfect, in a sense, until the summer of 2005. And I was 9 years old, and my mom had gotten pregnant. And she did not come home with the baby. Being a child, that was, very traumatic. And a lot of, family things were going on at the time, and it was a really big deal. And I didn't know why. I didn't know why bad things happened. I was so young, and I thought that God did not like me anymore because he took my baby brother away. And I grew up kind of that kind of haunting me that God didn't want me to live for him, in a sense. I was just kind of going doing my own thing. And a lot of other things that happened with my family at that time. And by the time I was 12, I had found out that my daddy was not really my biological dad, which also made me think again, well, great, there's another person who didn't want me, which was not the case, by the way. But it was a really big deal. I thought that my life was crumbling, you know, it was all falling down at the time. And by the time I turned 14, a lot of, I felt kind of free. I would listen to other people and all of their problems, and I would try to help them, but in my life, I didn't have things that I needed to fix. And I didn't really notice it. Until one night, everything was just too much for me. It was too much. And I thought that material things and doing things for myself was the way out. And then I thought, well, great, there's no hope. Why am I even here? But then he changed my life. God saved me. He saved me through the people in my life who showed me that I'm not alone. And that even when the hardest things in life happen, that God remains faithful and just. He will never put you through something that you're incapable of handling. And God also helped me a lot through my school and my church and my friends and my family, my mom. But since then, my life has been renewed. God has changed me, and even though I make mistakes and I mess up and I beat myself up about previous experiences that have happened in my life, I know I have forgiveness and that I'm here for a reason. God loves me even when I mess up, and he's given me so much. He's given me wonderful parents who sacrificed so much for me. He's given me great friends who accept me and all of the mistakes that I have made. And he's given me an amazing Savior who loves me unconditionally. He has done so much for me and can do so much for anyone else. No matter where you are or where you come from, like our last song we just said, come just as you are. God knows everything, and he knows what's happened to you, and he knows what's in your heart, really. He loves you, and he wants a relationship with you, just like he wants a relationship with each and every one of us. And a verse that has really spoken to me through all of my life is very known, but it's truth. And it's Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, and plans to give you a future and a hope. And I have a hope now. So thank you.
Excellent, and more to come. We'll ask the men to come at this time. We thank the Lord for an opportunity to give. Gracious Father, thank you that we can indeed know that our Redeemer lives. And Father, we thank you for your goodness, your grace to us. And Father, as we think about our students as they graduate this year, you've got special things you're going to do with them in the days to come. Help them to see and identify and obey you, Father, and do your absolute will in their lives. So it's in Jesus' name we thank you again for this offering. Amen.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Andrew, and I just want to share a little bit about my experience here at Grace. Anyway, I originally came here to Grace in second grade after my brother had started coming here, and he had liked it a lot, and I had been going to Westview Elementary, but my parents decided to switch me over to Grace, like, in the middle of my second grade year. Anyway, and so I came here from second to fifth, and I enjoyed it a lot, but then in middle school, I did homeschooling for 3 years, but I got held back in the process. And I came back to Grace in eighth grade, and it was awkward because I was like a year behind all my former friends here. And it took a while to get back, but by like the time of my freshman year, I'd found my niche, and I had a lot of friends. But I wanted to just like talk about some different like influences here that have like really impacted my life. I have to say that my favorite thing about the school is the people. Like, it's everybody, the teachers and the faculty and the students. I've like met so many people here who have like impacted my life and encouraged my faith. Like the teachers, for example, like through my experiences, like my eighth grade year, which is pretty awkward, one teacher that really influenced me, some of you know him, I think, because he goes here, Nathaniel Haston. He was like my mentor, and he still is my mentor. And he really impacted my life, and he was a good friend of mine, and he was there for me to talk to and stuff, and like I felt like I didn't have any friends. And that was really awesome. That really impacted my life, and he just showed the love of God to me that year. And many other teachers have done the same in recent years. And then, but when I found my niche in ninth grade, like I made a lot of friends, and it was really cool. A lot of them impacted my life as well. And like I just felt like they were always there for me, and it was kind of cool because since it's like a pretty small school, like everybody knows each other. And I feel like I could have a conversation with almost anybody, and that's really neat. And that's really enjoyed that a lot. And I really love going here too because we get to have Bible, which is really cool. You don't get to have that in public school a lot, and this is cool that you can come to school and learn about God, learn the scriptures and stuff. And like, I feel like I've learned so much more here that I wouldn't have gotten to learn if I had gone to public school. And that's just really cool. And because of that, some of that influence, I think when I go to college, I want to go into counseling and then go to seminary after that. I want to become a Christian counselor. I feel like that's what God's calling me to do. Like, I love listening to people, and I love helping them with their problems and pointing them towards Christ through it, because he's the ultimate counselor. And it's just awesome. And then, like, and through the school, it's just like I felt God's grabbed my heart through the people at the school, and it really has made a difference in my life. Like, I feel like when I feel like I talk to some of my friends at public school and stuff, and they face all these different temptations and stuff at school, like different influences, I felt like because of the support base I hear, the faith-based support base and the atmosphere, the Christ-centeredness, it's just awesome. And I'm so thankful I've had that in my life. It's just awesome. So anyway, thank you guys.
Revelation 19, 6, 11 through 16. I saw heaven standing open, and there before me was a white horse, whose rider is called Faithful and True. With justice he judges and wages war. His eyes are like blazing fire, and on his head are many crowns. He has a name written on him that no one knows but he himself. He is dressed in a robe dipped in blood, and his name is the Word of God. The armies of heaven were following him, riding on white horses and dressed in fine linen, white and clean. Coming out of his mouth is a sharp sword with which to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron scepter. He treads the winepress of the fury of the wrath of God Almighty. On his robe and on his thigh, he has this name written, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Oh, man. river of Jordan he did cross.
Talk a lot during this, but I've already been so blessed by the students. You know, I told them to write out what they were going to say, and I read a little bit of it the other day and thought it would be good, but it was better than what I even read, and so I'm so thankful for them sharing that testimony with you. I told this at the concert the other night. One of my favorite genres are African American spirituals, and we do a lot of those. The kids enjoy them too. We have the last one is by a particular composer who we have done one of his pieces for the last 4 or 5 years, and have enjoyed it. But I did a piece when I was in high school, and when I got here and took the job as choral director, I found it in the files, and I was like, "Woo, woo! I love this piece." And when I finally had a choir, I thought, "Oh, this choir can do this piece." And I brought it out and passed it out and said, "Oh, I love this piece." And they said, "Bleh." And I was like, "Oh man!" So I'd put it back up, and so at the beginning of the year, I got it out again, and finally, I have a choir that can do it, and they've done it well. We took it to competition, and they scored very well this year. This is the 5th consecutive year that the high school choir has qualified to go on to the state concert festival, which is kind of a big deal, and so we're proud of that accomplishment. But this piece, I think, is special to me because I grew up in a home with a dad who was pastor and used a lot of illustrations about his days as a farmer. And he plowed behind a mule. And the mule, he would talk about what you had to do to keep the mule in the, you know, in the row. And that, you know, so I grew up with those illustrations and sermons and things. And so this song probably speaks to me about that because it talks about hold on, keep your hand on the plow, and hold on. And so I hope that you enjoy hearing it as much as we enjoy singing it.
Keep your hand on that plow, hold on, hold on.
Nora, Nora, let me come in, the doors are fastened and the windows bent.
Keep your hand on that plow, hold on, hold on.
Nora said you done lost your track, you can't plow straight and keep a looking back.
Keep your hand on that plow, hold on. Keep your hand on that plow, hold on, hold on.
get to heaven, let me tell you how. Just keep your hand on the gospel plow. Keep your hand on the plow. Hold on, hold on. If that plow stays in your hand, Lord, you'll straight in the promised land. Keep your hand on the plow.
We're going to perform for you is a piece that we, some of us did. It took about a dozen students to Lee Honor Choir back in February. And this, when they sent us the music, I went and looked it all up on iTunes and bought all of them that I could buy so that we could listen and learn them, because I couldn't really do it in class time because we were working on competition pieces. And we all just fell in love with this piece. And it's very unusual because it's the Lord's Prayer in Swahili. And so it's been fun for us to learn it and to sing, and hopefully you'll enjoy seeing it tonight. I didn't know whether to do it tonight, and Fred said, yeah. So we're going to close the concert with this. The solo on this piece is done by Woodson Carpenter. So thank you again for allowing us this opportunity. And thanks to the kids for coming. I know some of them sacrificed missing some things at their own church. I have a lot of altos out because of the closing night of their life groups at their church. And some had other obligations. They either play an instrument or sing or whatever. So, but my altos have pulled together, and they've done a good job hanging on. You know, it's kind of hard when you're used to singing next to a certain person and that person is not here. So anyway, I think they've done a great job. So I hope that you will enjoy Baba Yetu.
Baba yetu yetu ye binguni yetu yetu amina baba yetu yetu ye mji alako ele tekuzwe
baba yetu yetu ye binguni yetu yetu amina baba yetu yetu ye mji alako ele tekuzwe
utubele yo chakula chetu tunachohitaji utusamehe makosa yetu hey. Come and ask it to never waste me, while it would take us, Lucy Tutti, Catty, come as you will like in me, would walk away, now you lay, away,
thank you.
chetu, peleo chakala chetu. Tunacho hitaji utaseme, hey, makosa yetu, hey. Kami nasi tunarawe sumehe wale utekose. Usituti, katika majirimbo lakini utokole na yule, mwe 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 le.
Was that not good? Well, I'll tell you, I was thrilled. That was excellent. I've been listening to your student concerts since 1974, and that's as good as I've ever heard. I want to tell you that was outstanding. I'm just glad that the testimonies didn't come just before I was supposed to speak, because they'd have had to carry me up here. That was thrilling. It was thrilling to see what God's doing through our school and through these kids' lives. And I hope you're thrilled to realize the part that this church has in this school and having it here and what God's doing through them. Some other things are going on, and I asked Jessie Ann if she'd come. I want her to share. I've got about a half-hour message, and I'm not sure. Pastor, you said I got to preach at the end of this thing, didn't you? We may let that go. Jessie talked to the faculty about some things that the kids are doing, and I saw them up there doing them, so I wanted her to kind of come and share those. She's named after a very wonderful lady, her grandma. I assume you were named after your grandma, and she was my secretary for many years in the school. Actually, she ran the school, and I worked for her. And I want to tell you what a wonderful lady she was. I don't know what I would have ever done without her. Come ahead.
Over the past few weeks, the student body here at Grace has come together to help with tornado relief, with all the tornadoes that have gone on. And the Sunday right after that happened, Sunday night, I was here talking to Ms. Swanson, and so many people wanted to do something. All the students just had a heart, and their hearts were heavy for our community, and we really wanted to do something to help. And at the time, we really couldn't go out with a chainsaw. They weren't really letting, you know, people go out and do things, students especially. And so we had a drive the whole week. We raised toiletry items, baby items, bottles of water. We delivered those to Apison, and then the rest of it went to Dade County. And another thing that we had the opportunity to do is team up with an organization called Rescue Prom in Dade County. And Mrs. Jessica Box, she's a member here at church, and she's our English teacher at Grace and our Beta Club's sponsor. She told me and a few other students about this opportunity to collect all the dresses. We had just had our junior-senior the weekend before, so we got the word out, and we decided to start collecting dresses. So that was something that we could do to, you know, be a neighbor, as Dr. Euler's been talking about, and minister to other girls our own age around our area. And so dresses started coming in, and eventually, you know, they were coming from all over the area. We were a drop-off location, and we had a dress shop. I think a parent at the school had some connection with the dress shop, and they donated 400 brand-new dresses. And the total that we ended up collecting here at Grace was 900 dresses. And the total was really exciting, and the total dresses that came from all over the community added up to 1,200 dresses. So I think we have way more dresses than we had even girls, so they had a wide variety to choose from. But it was just exciting to see how God worked. It was just something, you know, little and frivolous, but it was a prom is a big deal to teenage girls. It just is, and it's a night for memories, and you get to think about the whole year and have fun. And so it was good that we could, you know, we talked about how we could bring some normalcy back to their lives. So they, you know, they lost everything. And one girl in particular that just stood out to me, we were at one night, Dr. Euler said he loaded up dresses for us on Friday, and then we went to unload them, which took us a while. And we unloaded the dresses that he put in there, and Gabrielle Haston came out there, and she said she was working with us. I forgot to say this. She was working with us because she's the choir teacher down at Dade County High School. And she came out there and told me a particular size that she needed, and I said, oh, I know, just the perfect dress, because a girl at our school, Candace Miller, had that dress. She had donated, so I turned around. It was right there on top of that pile, and so I gave it to her, and the girl tried it on, and she was twirling around. She felt beautiful. She was so pretty. And come to find out the next day, her dress, she got the call from her alteration place that her dress is up in the power lines. It was ruined. They got it down. It was destroyed. And, you know, she was in tears. She was so excited about having a dress. And she said that, you know, we really did rescue her prom and that it changed her life, you know. And it was just really neat to get outside of our comfort zone, outside of our school, outside of our community, you know, what we're used to, and get to know other people. And, you know, it was a good way to share the gospel, and we got to tell her why we're doing this, you know, because we love Jesus and we want to share his love. So I just want you to know that the teachers here at Grace have such a big heart. And Ms. Box, for one, she doesn't just teach, you know, her material, and all the teachers here, they don't just teach the curriculum. They go beyond that, and they, you know, they share their hearts with you, and they get inside your heart, and they want to encourage you to minister to others. And I'm just really thankful that I've been able to come to school here all these years and really be raised up that way, and know that I want to give my life to God and follow him. So thank you for the ministry of the school and all that you do. And I hope you enjoyed the concert tonight. We were very excited to come and get to do this for you. So thank you.
Oh, yeah, I saw them in there taking blood, and I didn't know exactly what that was all about. They're doing a blood drive. There's also, make sure that before you go, you look at the artwork in the back hall, some beautiful things in the back, so make sure you go through and see that. There are ball games tomorrow. The girls play at 4 o'clock. Here, I think at our place, South Pittsburgh, in the first games of the district championship, district play, and they play at 4, and then the guys play baseball at South Pittsburgh, I think at 7 o'clock, and I'm trying to figure out the logistics of getting from here to there after that game's over with without speeding. only pastor would know how to do that. I just want to say that it's a thrill for me to have an opportunity to work with this ministry, come back and work with it for a while, and work with these wonderful kids. I've been here a week, and I've had a lot of fun. We've had some discussions and talks, and I think God's really going to bless. The enrollment is coming in pretty good. I think our enrollment's increased by 30 in the last 2-3 weeks. I think already our high school enrollment's higher than it was last year. So God's blessing. These are hard economic times, though. I mean, it's very difficult for families. And I'll tell you, it's a commitment by families. But I think you have an idea why there is that commitment. We've got a lot to do out in the schools for the course of the summer. If any of you have an interest in volunteering, I'd like to pull all those trees down around the high school and repaint everything. And we've got a lot of beautification. And so we're going to have an opportunity for volunteers. If you want to come in and paint some of these classrooms and you want to supply the paint and all, I may name that classroom after you. That seem fair enough? I don't know. Okay, that went over real well. we got a lot to do. Look forward to a wonderful summer and a great year next year. That God will really bless this school, and that's what I want to do. Would have a product like that to make testimonies like they've made and tell what God's going to do in your life. That's what Christian education is all about. It's redemptive education to prepare kids to go out and serve God and give them the tools to do that. And I'm thrilled. We have a wonderful faculty here that loves the Lord and is preparing kids to do just that. And I'm happy for my time to be a part of that ministry and to encourage and to work with these kids. And I'm looking forward to what's on the horizon. Pastor, have we got time for my half-hour message? Let's all stand up. Let's give him one more hand before I pray. That was great. If you want to hear them sing again, they're doing the national anthem at the Lookouts game tomorrow night. I'm sure you don't want to miss that. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for all you've done for us and all you've allowed us to do. Thank you that this church had the opportunity to invest in Grace Academy and has an opportunity to invest in a thousand kids and better that have graduated from this school, that are spread around the world, living the life that we have taught and that their parents have taught and the instructions that we've given. We pray that we might continue to have a powerful influence on this city and the world as our kids come through. Help us to improve our program to be even better. Help us to be stronger, that these kids might have better preparation and training, that they might impact this world for Jesus Christ. We love you. We love the opportunity you give us to be a part of your work. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for worshiping with us today. Grace Baptist Church exists to glorify God by knowing Him through His Word, loving Him through worship and obedience, and serving Him by caring for others. For more information about our ministries, please go to www.aboutgracebaptist.org. See you next time.